What's going on, brothers? Got a topic today I want to talk to you guys about. And play this scenario in your mind. And many of you have indeed been through this. There were days where you were, quote unquote, simping. I talked about my simp stories all the time. I bought some burgers for a chick. I got there, a nigga answered the door. He took the burgers. I left. You've been in situations similar, buying roses for women, lunches for women, dinners for women, that did not reciprocate the affection that you had for them. You also sat there and wondered why guys who were doing less for her were getting more. Sometimes you felt that you had more to offer than the guy. You might have felt that you were taller, more attractive, more everything else. But there was a guy that she was dealing with. And for you and her, when it came to you telling her how you felt, she said you guys were just friends. Now, you then come into the knowledge of what is known as the red pill, okay? You come into these spaces, you find an article, it leads you to maybe Return of Kings or thenegromanosphere.com or to the Brother Pill podcast for black men, which is dedicated to that. You come into this, right? And then all of a sudden, you start learning things that make you say, aha, so that's where I went wrong. Aha! Now it makes sense. Aha! You start to have those moments. Then you get motivated. You're doing very well all of a sudden. You maybe get back into the gym. You get a rebirth. And then what you're learning is that your value is becoming high to newer women that you may encounter. You're going on trips. Some of you are traveling. Some of you are doing some good things. Some of you are picking up chicks. And the methods are working with women that you don't know. But the question that I always get is, will the red pill knowledge I have work on a female that has previously turned me down? This is an interesting question, so we must analyze this. I'm giving you my anecdotal evidence, but this is just me personally. When you have come to, let's say, a female that you did like and she didn't like you, now you have red pill game. Now you have approach strategies. But that woman that saw you as a friend zone previously, if that woman wants to look at you in a different way, it's not what you have said that makes her look at you. For example, if you were a nerd before and she didn't like you, she's not attracted to you, the greatest chances are that she's still not going to look at you any different. You might have all the chicks on you now. That doesn't mean that she wants you. There was a reason why you were initially put in the friend zone. Because think about it. You got blue pill guys, guys who were simps who were getting chosen. Not everybody that gets chosen is a red pill guy. Most guys who get chosen by women are not even red pill, don't even know what it means. So why didn't she choose you? And you might not even really want her anymore. You just want to know if this is going to work. There are several reasons. Number one, what you look like. Let's say if you're a guy that's short, you're a guy that's not attractive to her. Typically, those are things that you can't change. All right? You're a short guy. She don't like short guys. There's nothing, no amount of red pill knowledge that you can get or gain to get her. She's already put you in that friend zone for a reason. All right? That is part of it. But see, the main thing I think is if you've already put her on the pedestal, Okay, this is what I think a lot of guys have done. You put a chick on a pedestal for months or years. You've already, let's say, called her. You complained about her calling you back. I got to do a video about this. Stuff like this, right? This is what guys typically have done. You've already been put in her mind as a guy that is not high value. Once you get to be a guy that's not high value with a woman, it's very little, in my opinion, to overcome it. Like, guys always talk about, can you escape the friend zone? Really, it's not even worth trying to escape it. You go back and you try to be like, you know, hey, yeah, you know, this is me now. This is not me back in the day. Most likely, she wasn't interested now. She wasn't interested then. The only real reason is, if she gets more interested, it's possible because her value has dropped. We all know this. Back then, it didn't want me. Now, I'm hot. They all on me. So if you get some increase in wealth, you get some increase in status, and her status has not increased at all, she'll probably won't talk to you. But usually, most women in America, if they didn't like you before, it probably doesn't matter what you did. And this is why guys, when they learn the red pill, I think a lot of guys are trying to get into content so they can go back and get an ex-girlfriend. We talk about that. An ex-wife. Will my ex-wife want me back? Will my ex-girlfriend want me back? Now, that is a better situation. Now, whether you want to do it or not, I wouldn't recommend it. But if this is a woman that you had before in a sexual way, or a woman that you had like that, okay, it's quite possible because there was some form of attraction. There was something about you that made her, you know, get into bed with you, made her want to go out with you or whatever. But if you've been in the friend zone, the answer is absolutely no. What should you be focused on, in my opinion, when you learn this new knowledge and new stuff? You learn this new knowledge because this is a part of a new you, and you should be seeking new things. The chances are that the improvement in the way that you're on your life right now, the chick that you wanted to holler at, is not even worth your time, okay? They're going to be, and I'm going to tell you this for real. When I first left the United States, I didn't know what was out there, the world offered. Man, listen, once you go to places like, you know, let's say the DR, you go to places like, right, I've been to Brazil, you go to, you know, countries in Africa. Most often, the girl that you thought that you wanted to holler at, when you go to different places, man, or just even places in America, go to New York City, man, go to Atlanta. Listen, man, the new stuff that you're learning, a chick that's new is going to appreciate it. Why? Because you're dictating the pace. Let me get to this point. When you have dealt with a chick and you have been friend zoned, you weren't able to dictate the pace. You know, it's not on your terms. When you meet somebody new, you have the ability to establish that it's on your terms, right? You are starting off presenting yourself one way and you have the ability to control the conversation. You might have said something stupid before. You might have done some turns off before. But when you do that with a new chick, the slate is clean. You can start off from a position of strength. A lot of guys want to go back to the friend zone and deal with chicks. There's no position of strength with this chick, okay? You've already lost that position of strength. And a lot of guys, I don't even deal with females if I don't have no position of strength. If a female starts giving me the cold shoulder, I leave. All right, I'll check you back, you know. You know, sometimes it's off and on with chicks, you know what I mean? You'd be off one day, 2 months later you'd be on or whatever. That's how it works. But you always start fresh because that way you can control that position of strength. You start off new. You start off exciting. You start off where you can dictate who you are, how you want it to be from the gate, from the jump. You can start off in control and position that you want to be with this woman. You can't do that with somebody in the friend zone with. The person that's in the friend zone put you in the friend zone, they got power over you. And no matter how much red pill game you got, you still at a disadvantage. Go where you have the advantage. All right? If a chick put me in the friend zone when I'm 17, listen, I'm 30-something now. I'm going to assume that you still got me in the friend zone. Good to see you. Happy hallelujah, whatever. Unless you throwing yourself at me, talking about you want to come up, all that, whatever. That's what I got to say. Guys, thank you for listening to the video. Hope you gained something from this video. Let me know what you guys think. Subscribe, hit the bell, and all of that. And as you know, the buffoonery remains at an all-time high. I'm out.